When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Martha Norwalk and welcoming you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and the links that you need to stream the show. And hey, did you know you can find us on Facebook these days? Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the really cool animal stuff that I post. The greatest collection of animal pictures and videos and stories and all that kind of stuff. And every once in a while, and there were a couple this week of kind of stories I really was sorry to have to post, but with information that we needed, especially if you were aware of anything that could be reported and help resolve some stuff. So I appreciate it if you go to Animal World, Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page, and give us a like while you're there. And let's see, it is another beautiful sunny morning here in the great Pacific Northwest. And as always, across the table from me is Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Not too bad.
All right. And just joining us, we must have bring her in too, would be Animal World's associate producer and call screener, Kathy Southwick, is here. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Well, and you just surprised me because you came into our studio here. You're usually in your private studio. Is there a reason why you have snuck in here?
Well, I just happened to sit down here at the mic because I was going to make an adjustment, but then I thought, I'm going to stay.
Oh, okay. All right. I just thought, maybe your microphone's not working in the other room or something, or are there some technical reason? So
a little bit of technical, but it's okay.
All right.
I'm glad to be in here.
All right.
I don't feel so lonely.
Yeah, usually you're across the glass. So how are you all doing? And does anybody besides me have spring fever?
Oh, yes.
Gosh, what a glorious week we've just come through. And apparently, we'll ask Mike, our weatherman, but it looks like we've got a little bit of change coming in for a couple of days, do we not?
We'll have a storm blow through here in the next couple of days, and then it's going to get nice again.
Well,
so towards the end of next week, we could be hitting the 70s once more. And it was gorgeous earlier, Thursday, Friday?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Absolutely beautiful. And it's making the grass grow and stuff. Now, it's been a couple of weeks since I've seen you because last week was our normal encore presentation of Animal World. But at the last minute, we got preempted last week. So if you tuned in last week to hear Animal World and we weren't here, it was good news because what is it? The University of Washington Huskies women basketball team, they've done something this year they've never done before, and they're in the Final Four, are they not?
They are. They play later on today.
Yeah. So I think, is it 5 o'clock or something around our...
I think it's
5:30. So if you're following the UW women and want to root them on, because, one more win, and then they're playing for, the national championship? Woohoo! I mean, that's hot stuff. And these women are hot and on a roll right now.
They're on a roll, that's for sure.
Yeah, so...
But they have a couple huge roadblocks, but one game at a time.
Yeah. So if you want to help them win, tune in later this afternoon. And Anyway, so I'm wondering, because 2 weeks ago, Mike, you said I told you I had had my virgin trip on my lawnmower to cut the grass, but you hadn't done yours yet, but said it was getting there. So have in those last couple of weeks with all the sunshine, have you...
All taken care of.
Ah, yeah, cool.
Thursday and Friday were my rite of spring passage, so with a whole bunch of spring cleaning, and got her all done.
All right, for at least temporarily until it grows again. So how about... I was excited because I got all my pansies planted in my, you know, I have window boxes that aren't on windows, they're on my fence in front. And so I got all my pansies planted, and gosh, they look so pretty with their little pansy faces. And that was really exciting. I have more cleanup and more planting to do, but it was really exciting to get the pansies done. And I know, Kathy, you love to garden.
Oh, boy.
So you've been out there getting your hands dirty and planting and
a
stuff?
A little bit. Not quite. Usually I'm kind of done by now, but I can't wait.
Well, except it's early. You know, it's only the first week of April. Mm-hmm. We're really early this year.
It's true.
I don't think I've usually had any of this stuff planted by this time.
Well, and you're way ahead of the game then. Good for you.
Well, yeah.
You just couldn't wait to get out there and get those hands in the dirt, right?
Well, exactly. And it looks like the phones are calling you. So Kathy's going to run and see who's calling. And you should be, whoever you are, Mike just put you on hold. So she'll go, Kathy will be with you in just a moment. And I have to say, well, I should fill you guys in on what's going on today. It is the first Sunday in April. And, oh, did you have any good April Fools happening to you? No good ones. There were a lot of good ones on Facebook, I have to say. And gave me some real good chuckles on Friday. At any rate, it is the first Sunday of April, and so it is a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We got a lot of good stuff going on. We'll start the show as usual, I have some great animal TV announcements, and you know, we'll chat for a while. We are going to do a Missing Link giveaway sometime during today's show. So if you would like some of the great supplements, one of the great Missing Link supplements for your animal friends, it is designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed foods. And there are three formulas for dogs, a vegetarian wellness blend for dogs and cats, and there's a specific cat formula, a bird formula, and a poultry formula. There's also a horse formula. That's the only one we don't give away on the air. But if you would like to win a bag of Missing Link, and it's not a sample bag, it's a full-size bag of Missing Link, we send it right to your door, you just wait until I let you know that it is time to call in and give you the Missing Link words or words of the day. You pick up your phone. I'm going to give you phone numbers now so you have them ready. Local number 425-373-5527, and toll free is 888-298-5569. And by the way, you can shoot us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, you can't win the contest that way, but if you want to get us a message or have a question for one of our guests or something you'd like to know about, you can email animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, the only rules that you need to be aware of for the contest is you got to be 18 years of age or older, and you cannot have won a contest on this show or any of the shows that air on KKNW in the last 30 days. Then you can, when I say it's time, you can call in and win some Missing Link. And by the way, I still continue all the time to get just rave reviews about how wonderful a supplement it is and the wonders it does for animals, skin and coat especially, and then there's the hip and joint formula for dogs, but that also works for skin and coat. It's just a great supplement. If you haven't tried it, this will be your opportunity to do so. And then after our first ad break this hour, which should be about 10 minutes, that we're going to do current events early today. So I'm going to get that taken care of early. Then we are going to welcome our first interviewee of the day. We are going to be talking to Behavior Team Coordinator Kimberly Zuckerman from Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. We started highlighting this last month, and they are doing such a phenomenal job with the dogs and training to get them ready to be adopted into their forever homes, that I wanted to talk more with them. And they've got a great event coming up this month that you'll want to know about. And they've got a couple of dogs that are apparently very, very special with kind of unusual background stories that have been at the shelter for way, way too long. So we're going to feature a couple of special dogs and hope to find them home. So that's going to be fun. Then in the 10 o'clock hour, I am just delighted to have reconnected with the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife. It's been a number of years since I've had any officers in the studio and covered the Carilion Bear Dog Program, which are the bear dogs that help to manage, you know, the bear and cougar population with our wildlife fish and game officers. And we are going to welcome, they're not in the studio today, but Nick Yorg will be with us on the air, and we're going to be talking all about the Carilion Bear Dogs and that program, because it's a phenomenal program. And I went to the Northwest Stream Center a couple weeks ago for the All About Bears program and was just so impressed, and I learned a lot. And it occurred to me, especially since, you know, lately we've had some kind of dicey bear stories going on locally. There's been two of them, where one was at Mount Zion, I don't remember where the other one was, but people, you know, hiking in the trails and encountering a bear and getting frightened and running off into the woods and getting themselves lost, and then they had to call to be rescued. So I thought, you know, sounds like we better get some education about the do's and don'ts with bears and cougar in our area, and what we need to know, and what does the Department of Fish and Wildlife think was going on with these bears. And we're, you know, because I know the gals that were on Mount Si were hiking a regular trail, and they'd turn around and there'd be a couple of bears watching them, and they'd poke their heads back down, and they'd walk further and turn around, and the bears would poke their heads up. So they felt they were being stalked and were in grave danger, and that's why they ran off trail and to try to get away from the bear, and then they got lost and had to be rescued, and, you know, nothing happened to them. But anyway, so I was curious, what was really going on there, and our black bear, when they come out of hibernation, because they're coming out early this year because of the early spring weather, were they stalking these women? Were these women in danger? Well, you might be surprised by the answer, and I learned a lot, and I also realized that when I was at this presentation and learning what the officers had to say, that some of the advice that was given by the news networks and the television features that talked about these incidents of the hikers encountering the bear and getting lost did not give the best advice as to what to do. So we're going to clean that all up. And they're going to be, Nick will be here for the 10 o'clock hour, and we're going to find out all about bear and cougar and what we need to know, and the Carilion Bear Dog Program, and how wonderful that is, and how you can help support it, because it is not supported by any taxpayer money or the Department of Fish and Wildlife financially. It is all funded by donation. So you really can help, and so I'm really excited about that. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, the first half of the hour, we are going to welcome back Executive Director Amy Ferguson of the Animal Rescue Foundation of Everett and ARF, and find out how their class is going, and that they were doing last month, just before, you know, just after, you know, we interviewed them, find out how that went and if there's going to be more of them, and, you know, what's going on up at ARF and the Everett Animal Shelter, and what we can do to help. And then in the last half hour of the show, we're going to welcome back the co-director of the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Reman McGillaway will be with us and tell us what the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga is all about and all of the events and classes and good stuff coming up in April that y'all might want to get involved in. So that kind of covers the bases as to what we're going to do today. And I got to tell you, I'm excited because my favorite animal TV, One's back on the air. I don't know where, did you all, I couldn't tell you about it because the announcement didn't come out until just this week or so that I saw. I knew it was coming up, but 2 weeks ago I didn't know for sure when the premiere was going to be. But last night was the premiere episode of this season of My Cat from Hell with Jackson Galaxy. Did you happen to see it, Kathy? Oh, Kathy, you even missed it. Well, I got home. I had a long private counseling session with a gal in her Shiba Inu yesterday. But I got home just in the nick of time, and so I got to watch the premiere. And I have to say it was excellent, as all of Jackson's shows are. But the interesting thing is they've changed the format a little bit this season. And in the past, they've always done two cases, but they'll do one case in the first half hour of the show and a second case in the second half hour of the show, which was fine and worked well. But they changed it up for this season, and I have to say I kind of like the change. And what they're doing is they're covering two cases throughout the hour, but they're doing them simultaneously. So the first segment of the show is the first segment with the first family and their cat or cats. And then the next segment is the second case of, you know, whatever family or people and the cats. And then they go back and forth between them. So it takes the whole hour to go through both cases. And then they've added a new segment, which I really like, and they've added a segment of My Cat from Heaven, and I'm not surprised at all, because I know, at least from, you know, Kathy and I went to the presentation in Seattle when Jackson was here earlier this year, or the end of last year, whenever it was that he was here. It was sometime in the last 6 months. And we went to hear him speak and to the book signing and that sort of thing. And it's very clear, and with his emails now and stuff, Jackson is a very spiritual person. And he often signs up off with love and light and the kind of stuff that, you know, kind of... spiritual people, the language we tend to use and that sort of thing. And when you are kind of spiritually based on that, well, it's all about balance. You know, My Cat from Hell is kind of a negative concept. It's a catchy name for the show, but I wondered if he was ever going to bring some balance to that. And of course, it's happened now. So a really great segment. They feature a cat, and I'm assuming they're going to do that on every show. I have a segment of My Cat from Heaven and tell good stories. And of course, the cases that he does have usually really happy endings. So two great cases again. A little frustrating for me. I'm sorry that when I had the chance to connect with Jackson when he was in town, I thought we made a good connection, and I gave him great information and talked to his, you know, right arm gal who was going to make sure they went over all the stuff, but I've never heard from anyone, so I guess I didn't do a good enough job of making a good impression, because I'd love to get him on the show. And I do have some good info, you know, all the Pluckner stuff. I'd love him to know about, because he definitely had a Pluckner cat on. Now, fortunately, with some kind of psychotropic drug therapy, they were able to turn this cat around. The other frustrating thing about the show is they did not say what particular drug they use, because there are a number of versions of what they kind of call the kitty Prozac, you know, Prozac for kitties. But there are different types that are used, and I would very much have liked to know which one they used with this cat, because it appeared that it worked very, very well and very quickly, and that's not usually the case. So a little I think it would be a lot very helpful, not only to other feline behavior therapists and owners with cats that are having problems, but also for veterinarians to know what drugs they're actually using and what was so effective in this case. But anyway, great show, and they ran lots of repeat encore presentations of My Cat from Hell last evening as well. And the other announcement that I want to make about the Good Animal TV is my other favorite animal TV is the veterinarian show on Animal Planet, Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet. And he's the one that out of, I think it's Denver, Colorado. And my gosh, I mean, I'm just blown away by this show and by this veterinarian and his practice, all of the different kinds of animals that he takes care of, his incredible knowledge, great bedside manner, care for people that cannot afford to care for their animals, and all they give away and don't. It's absolutely phenomenal. And the premiere of the Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet will be Saturday, April 16th at 10 p.m. So My Cat from Hell, at least in our area here, airs on Animal Planet's the new show is Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. and then Rocky Mountain Vet will premiere Saturday, April 16th, and it will be at 10 p.m. So looks like there's going to be great Saturday night TV, animal TV. I don't know what they'll run in between, if it'll be an encore of My Cat from Hell or whatever. Kathy, did you want to chime in?
Yeah, I sure wish that they were on a weekday night. the programming on the weekdays are not so good, but.
Yeah.
And then, you mentioned, too, that in Jackson Galaxy's show, how he goes back and forth from different stories in the beginning. I think that is very confusing to some. I know if you just happen to jump in the middle of it, it's like trying to keep track of the stories and
they're only doing two.
Yeah.
And I didn't find it confusing at all.
Well, that's good.
But I also see it from a marketing standpoint. I think it was a very wise decision in that it with running one whole story in the first half hour, one whole story in the second half hour, from a marketing standpoint and holding viewers, it means that you could tune in and just watch the first half or just watch the second half. But when they do them back and forth and it takes the whole hour to get the whole story, you have to watch the whole show.
Right.
So from their perspective, I think it's kind of a brilliant idea. And I actually enjoyed it that way. So even though I'm a Gemini and I should love change, I don't. I like things to stay the same. So when I saw what they were doing, I was like, what's up with this? And I was a little bristled. And, I liked it the way it was. But by the time the show was done, especially with the new segment, My Cat from Heaven, I was a happy camper. I thought it was really good. So there you go. You'll have to watch now.
I will.
And of course, you can always watch on demand or, and that sort of thing.
Online,
so if you missed it. But it was really, really good. And they rerun it. Last night, anyway, they reran it at 11 o'clock, I think. The new one.
Okay.
So, all right. That's all we have time for. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in the hour. Remember, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. We're going to come back and do current events to take care of that. So we're doing it early today. And then we're going? We're going to Woodinville and Homework Pet Adoption Center. We're going to welcome back Kimberly Zuckerman for the Behavior Team Coordinator. You got to hear about what they're doing to train dogs and so forth and make them more adoptable. So that's what's coming up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? health, love, or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's anandawashington.org.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that's why the missing link was created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. It is designed to provide what's missing in the cooked and processed foods. So it comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food. Add in some missing links, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients and the fiber. Missing link eliminates excessive shedding in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and supports all kinds of other stuff. So ask for the missing link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. There's 3 formulas for dogs: a senior formula with New Zealand green mussel, one that focuses on skin and coat, the other on hip and joint. There's a cat formula, and there is a wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can feed to both dogs and cats and all other households. Critters like hamsters, guinea pigs, rabbits. There's a poultry formula, a bird formula, and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to Designing Health at www.designinghealth.com, or give them a call at 1-800-774-7387.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And wouldn't you know, it's time to start the show. You might be thinking, well, geez, you've been on the air for almost a half an hour now. Wasn't the show going? Well, not officially, because we are not official until we do our little Sunday morning ritual of honoring and invoking the presence of the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for many, many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday morning, we have a couple little Saint Francis prayers, one for the animals and one for us humans. So, and then we do the peace and harmony affirmation as well. So I am ready, and we start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now, the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty then. Now, we also, since I am a member of the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and our directors have started an Ananda worldwide peace issue, and we invite you all to participate. And if you do this on your own at home, there are two affirmations. The first one is for the world. The second one is for you. And you repeat the first affirmation for about 60 seconds, which is 10 to 12 times. For radio, we do it 3 times. And then the second one you do 3 times. So I'm going to say it out loud. If you want to say it out loud with me, you can. If you want to do it silently, you can. Or just do it on your own or not participate at all. It's totally up to you. So this is the Peace and Harmony Prayer by Paramahansa Yogananda and is part of the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All right. Now, can you imagine how powerful that is with hundreds, if not thousands, of people doing this like up to 5 times a day all over the world? Because that's what's going on. So if you want to add your energy to this wonderful peace initiative, which we can certainly use these days, okay, please do. All right. Now, a little behind schedule. I know Kim will wait, but while we've got time now, I want to get current events done. Okie doke. First on the current events list. Well, what a surprise. It's me. Well, I will be doing my very, very popular set of classes that I call the Keys to Understanding Your Animal Friends and Having a Better Relationship with Them. It's a 2-part class, and I'm going to be doing this at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland this month. Part one will be on Wednesday, April 27th. It is communicating with animals. I teach you how to communicate with animals on 4 different levels, the primary focus being interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. I explain how it works and teach the basics of sending and receiving information. The processes necessary to be able to receive information consistently are given in part two. So part one, the communicating with animals, is Wednesday evening, April 20th. And that would be from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at on the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. And then part two is what I call the human-to-animal transference. I teach you the dynamics of the human-to-animal bond. I explain how our animal friends pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, behavior, characteristics, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional and physical energy. Find out how this works and learn how healing yourself can change the behavior and health of your animal. And like I said, the instruction and tools given here will not only help you heal yourself, but in the process, you will be clearing the channels, so to speak, to be open to receiving communication from the animal kingdom. So part one is Wednesday, April 20th. Part 2 is Wednesday, April 27th. They're both from 6:30 to 9 at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. And each class stands alone, so you can come to one or the other, but it's best if you do both together. And they're $20 each or $35 for both. That's a pretty good deal. And you want to call Natural Pet Pantry to make a reservation. Their number is 425, because space is really limited. 425-739-4738. Now, Darcy Pariso, our Animal World animal communicator and medium, Reiki master, has also got stuff going on. She is doing a four-week animal communication class. I suggest, you know, you take my classes for all that good stuff and the basics, but then you can continue for more detailed help. And really in the receiving department, for sure. That takes a lot of work for people that are not naturally gifted. And Darcy's doing some really great classes. She's going to be teaching in April at the Daylight Healing Center in Edmonds, also at Stargazers in Bellevue. So check out her website at www.darcypariso.com. And with any of these events, you can go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, click on current events, find all the great information. New classes. This sounds really great, Kathy, up at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett. Kathy and I went up and we got a private tour of the brand new elevated nature walk. And it's really phenomenal. And everybody wanted to know, after we talked about it, when you could get a tour. Well, here's your opportunity. Salmon in the Forest at Northwest Stream Center. It's a great 45-minute film. This will be shown with, and then after the film, they're going to do a naturalist-led interpretive tour of the elevated boardwalk at the Stream Center, and that's what Kathy and I got privately. So this is really, really worth it. Now, the program's geared for 7th graders to adults. Space is limited to 30 participants each class. They're going to do it 3 times. And so space is limited. It's going to be Wednesday, April 13th at 2 p.m., Thursday, April 14th at 1 p.m., or Friday, April 15th at 10 p.m. $7 if you're a member, $10 if you're not, www.streamkeeper.org. Call for reservations at 425-316-8592. We've got some fundraisers for the Carilion Bear Dogs. We'll talk to you about that next hour when Rick is on. We've got Homeward Pet has got a really great event coming up, but we'll talk with that with Kimberly in a moment, so I'm not going to go into details now. Let's see. There is... I know that, this is the 2016 Tulip Ride benefiting Seattle Humane is coming up on April 16th, and I understand the tulips are spectacular this year. They're already blooming, so you might want to, if you're a motorcycle person, Saturday, April 16th, you can check. There's all kinds of links and information on the marthanorwalk.com under current events, and their annual Texas's Tales is coming up on May 7th. Let's see, mark your calendars. 11th annual Fine Lines and Felines benefiting Meow will be June 18th. And I think there's some, let's see, where's our perfect pals? I know there's got to be the Average Joe Cat Show is coming up too. And I've just got to find it here. I know it's in Shoreline. And no, fudge. I'll have to. It's not jumping out at me here, so I'm going to have to find it and tell you about that. Or just, oh, there it is, May 7th, the Average Joe Cat Show in Shoreline. So all of those you can check out at www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events, get all the details, and so forth. All right, now we are going to head to Woodinville and welcome back Kimberly Zuckerman. She's the Behavior Team Coordinator for Homeward Pet Adoption Center. Good morning, Kimberly. Welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you so much for having me, Martha. Good morning.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you back. And I think by now, in all the years I've been featuring Homeward Pet, I think everybody pretty much knows, you know, that what a great adoption center y'all are up in Woodinville.
Thank you.
And the great, huge, new, relatively new facility, because...
Yeah.
Homeward pet adoption's been around for a long time and had been a part of Animal World since it was Hooterville.
I was just going to say, since Hooterville,
yes. Yes, that's been a long time. And Homeward, you have both dogs and cats, correct?
Correct, we do.
And obviously, lots of animals that need adoptions. But what's gotten me so excited these days is this great behavior program you've got going on for the dogs. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, so for the last year and a half, actually we're coming up on 2 years now, we have a dog behavior team. We're currently in the works of creating a cat behavior team because we want to be fair to both, of course.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about that. But with the dog behavior team, we have anywhere from 8 to 10 dogs on the team at a time, and we have 17 of our level 3 volunteers that donate their time, and they come in as a second shift even to help train our dogs.
And you're saying that 17 people, are these just 17 people? I think they're actually dog trainers, aren't they?
They are actually just 17 of our volunteers that we have worked with very closely over the years. They've always been the volunteers that when we have some more of our challenging dogs, we trust them because of their experience. A lot of them have such great experience because they've dealt with it with their own personal animals.
Uh-huh.
And they really know how to. Those are always the best people with dogs when they've dealt with it themselves in their home.
They that
really
makes a big
seem
difference.
To get it. It does. It really does. So they come in, donate their time, and it's a 2-hour shift that they spend working with our dogs, and they work, you know, all levels. We have a lot of dogs from hoarding situations that are really shy, so they might just be working on the presence of a human around them. Or we have our really rambunctious puppies, you know, that need to learn to not jump up on people. And then, of course, we always have some of our more challenging cases that the behavior team will work with, you know, coping skills, helping them not be reactive to other dogs out on walks, dogs that redirect. So they really get their hands on everything when it comes to working with dogs.
So it sounds like, and another reason I just want to say that I really like this program and I want to talk about it often here on Animal World. Is because of what I do when I'm not on the air here. You know, by trade, mm-hmm. I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their animal friends and solve problems. I do I do both dogs and cats, but the majority of the sessions I do are focused on dogs. And
mm-hmm.
I was just realizing as I'm listening to you and thinking, you know, the vast majority of dogs that I work with, you know, families mm-hmm. or people that have them, the vast majority of them are rescues. And, you know, I have to keep myself from getting a little jaded and remind myself that, you know, nobody calls me up and says, Martha, I have the best and balanced and well-behaved dog on the planet. Come and teach me more. Okay.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
So I see the worst of the worst. And, you know, because there's a gazillion trainers around now and that can deal with basic obedience and all that sort of stuff. But
mm-hmm.
there are very few that have the years of experience and work with the really messed up models, you know, with all the
right.
love in my heart. But, you know, rescues can come with extreme baggage
mm-hmm.
and can be very difficult for you know, their new owners and forever homes to make things work. And I find often, Kimberly, I don't know about you and the dogs, but you know, our hearts are usually always in the right place, but I find
always.
The mass majority of people do exactly the wrong thing
mm-hmm.
in terms of. And you probably see that too.
We have. And because we've noticed it over the years, we've gotten really proactive. You know, at our shelter, we take our potential adopters back one-on-one. And mm-hmm. we're really about finding the right match for
mm-hmm.
them instead of them getting in over their head, oh, I really like that cute cattle dog, when they've never had a cattle dog before and don't understand the exercise, the mental stimulation that they're going to need. So we really try and find that match so they don't get in over their head. And as a backup, in case they get in over their head or in case there's a behavior that maybe comes up in a home environment that didn't present in the shelter, we have a really great adoption follow-up support at our shelter, so they can always reach out to us. We reach out and check in with them. We have Mikkel Becker, who's a certified pet dog trainer, that comes in to our shelter once a month for post-adoptions, and we'll do behavior consults with them and help set up a training plan for them. So we understand that things can, like I said, present themselves in the home that might not in the shelter. So we really do everything we can to help the adopter in that situation.
Yeah, so that is so excellent. So I really encourage you folks, if you know, you're thinking about adding a dog to your family, or even, and a lot of people I see, Kimberly, it's their first dog. You know,
yes.
And so they really don't know squat.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said,
I love that they're coming to a shelter to adopt. That's what makes me so happy, that they're, you know, getting their foot in the door to come take a look at about adopting an animal. I know there's that negative stigma of, oh, a shelter is going to be so sad and depressing, I don't want to go there. But I love seeing first time adopters coming in the door, and even just looking, even if they don't walk out with an animal, just the fact that they're coming in and considering adopting instead of going to a breeder, I think just speaks volume of where we're at in the world today.
Yeah, because there's so many that need home. But that's also why mm-hmm. this program, this behavior program that you've got going, is so important, because you're working with these dogs to help them transition more easily and be better and have some manners and more under control for their new owners. And then you have, like you've been talking about, this backup for folks if they are having problems with, you know, they don't have to feel like they're on their own and stuck mm-hmm. with a problem. They can come back for help.
Yeah.
So give
absolutely.
Us kind of a, you said that you know, you've got all these volunteers that come in and work with these dogs. And then mm-hmm. how many dogs at a time in the shelter are you working with?
So we put anywhere from 8 to 10 dogs on the team at a time, mm-hmm. Just to make it fair, because we like them. As you know, the more training sessions, the quicker you're going to see progress in the animal. So
absolutely.
Each dog gets anywhere from 5 to 7 training sessions a week. We also, you know, sometimes at the end of their shift, they might have worked with all the dogs, so they have some free time. And so Mikkel Becker, once again, the certified pet dog trainer, came in and did a clicker training for the behavior team. And we kind of went through how to clicker train our entire dog room to be quiet
uh-huh.
just by walking up and down the rows and clicking and rewarding for calm kennel behavior, or for the shy dog coming up to the kennel. So they could also be working with almost the entire dog room on their shift as well, just trying to keep that calm energy. As you know, in a shelter with 40 dogs talking, it only escalates the stress for them. So the behavior team walking up and down the rows, doing the calm kennel and the clicker and the reward, is a really nice way to work with everybody.
All right. Well, now we've got to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. We're going to do that right now. Kimberly's going to hold on. And then when we continue, we've got a couple of really neat things. We're going to feature two really special dogs that have grabbed Kimberly's heart. And the bottom line is, they've been there way too long, and they're really, really special, so we want to feature them, because I know what you Animal World listeners can do, and when we've done this in past years for other rescues and shelters, boy, we've found grand homes. So we're going to feature a couple dogs, and then they've got, you want to go to the movies? Well, you can with Homeward Pet. There's a really neat movie. Well, we'll tell you about that. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, April 3rd, my special guest will be the fantastic Freddie Coleman, who is the managing artistic director and conductor of the Seattle Choral Company. He's been my very special inspirational friend for over 30 years and has quite the story to tell. Don't forget, that's the Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Radio for your body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, Martha Norwalk. Sorry to say we're on the downside of our first hour already of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We are talking to Kimberly Zuckerman. She is the Behavior Team Coordinator from Homeward Pet Adoption Center. Good morning again, Kimberly.
Good morning.
And I'm just noticing on my notes on the screen here, apparently you're making a friend with Kathy, my associate producer, for some reason.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like she's going to...
Each time I've called in, we end up talking for 5 or so minutes, and she ends up having to cut me off.
Oh, it's time to get on the air. Yeah, all right. Well, that's good to hear. Okay, so we have been talking about the great behavior training program you've got going on out at Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville to make these dogs more adoptable and smoother transitions. You've got a couple of really special dogs that you wanted to highlight here.
I do, yeah.
So which one do you want to talk about first?
Yeah, let's talk about Bailey. Let's talk about Bailey. I mean, they're both very special to me. I've been getting the great opportunity to spend more time than I already have with her. So she definitely has a very special place in my heart. She's our 2.5-year-old pit bull cattle dog mix. She's a dog that we got transferred over from Eastern Washington. And about a week or so of her being at our shelter, we noticed real quickly that a shelter environment was way too stressful for her. Being out in the main dog room, she couldn't cope with it. She was doing a lot of barking, a lot of jumping up. We had to transition her actually to our intake room and give her a larger kennel, kind of more zen-like for her. There's always music back there playing for her. So we've been working with her. Unfortunately, Martha, she has been at our shelter for coming up on 16 months.
Oh my goodness.
16 months, Martha. Yeah.
All right, we need to find a home for this Miss Bailey.
Yeah, and granted, she hasn't been available the entire 16 months. She's had a couple of speed bumps. She actually tore her cruciate, and so which, you know, I know you know, but for the listeners out there, that's compared
in the knee.
To an ACL tear. Yep, in humans.
So we had to make her unavailable, get x-rays done, get the surgery done. It's a 3-month rehab period, and the entire behavior team signed up to help with her rehab. So we were, instead of doing behavior sessions with her during the 3-month recovery period, we were rehabbing that leg and building up the muscle and her stamina. So she wasn't available for some time. She's just kind of just been having hiccups, unfortunately, but she's available now. She is an amazing, amazing dog. I love this dog. She's
well,
so
you apparently really love this dog, because it looks like you kind of like have taken her under your wing, and you take her for 5-mile trail walks, and are you out run errands and pick up your kids from school and all that stuff. So she's getting some really fabulous exposure that'll be great for a new home.
Yeah, I just, you know, I wanted, a couple months ago, I was like, you know what, because I walk her on my shifts all the time and I do training sessions with her, and I was like, I just want her to get away from the shelter, you know, not even be walking around the shelter. So I found a great place over in Bothell where not too many dogs are out walking. She can be very dog reactive, so I like to limit the amount of dogs that we run into. And we walk over there. She's a great walker. She loves to be outside. She loves to sniff and explore. And then when we're in the car, she just lays there and sleeps pretty much the entire time. We go pick up my son from school, and she gets to say hi to all the kids there when I have her out. So she's a really great dog.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to run out of time here. So let's, what kind, so Bailey, once again, is a 2.5-year-old pit bull cattle dog mix. And so when you got the cattle dog mix in there, they're the Einsteins of the dog world. And
right.
And
yeah.
we need somebody really responsible. What kind of an owner or home or family are you looking for Bailey?
Yeah, so we're looking for a family that definitely is comfortable handling a dog that can be dog reactive. We're looking for a family with no other pets for her. She needs to be the only pet.
Only
in the
dog home.
Home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And no cats either. We definitely think in the future, once she's settled in, that she could potentially live with another dog. But we think for transition, that the focus should really be on just helping her settle into a home environment, especially because it's been so long since she's been in a home. Definitely someone that likes to go out for walks. She really enjoys it. She enjoys learning new things. I would say playing with a tennis ball is her favorite thing. So,
okay, so you need
in
a fenced yard, and then you say kids need to be teenage years or older, right?
Teenage years or older, though she's great with young children. You know, it's fine if you're out on a walk and if a young child wants to say hi to her, she's great. But in a home environment, you know, I have a 6-year-old son. He'll be laying on the couch asleep 1 second, and the next minute he's running around screaming. And that kind of energy can be too much for her in a home environment. So that's why we recommend teens and up for her.
Okay, and then we've got to really start streamlining now. The second dog we want to feature is Clover.
Yes,
you know, Clover. She's a 3-year-old cattle dog mix.
Yep.
Looks like she also came from Eastern Washington.
She did, she did. And she's been at our shelter, it's been 1 year as of March, just last month. And so she has had a couple of adoptions, so she hasn't been at our shelter the entire time. The adoptions were no fault of her own for being returned. One was a really big change in schedule for the adopter, where he was going to be gone 12 hours. And then the other one was the gentleman actually injured himself, and he was no longer able to care for her. So she's just been dealt, you know, unfortunate card after unfortunate card. And she's another great dog. She's another really affectionate one. Both of them are really goofy to me. You bring toys out and they just, you know, their eyes light up and they love just to run around. And she as well is another one that had a cruciate repair surgery. So she was unavailable during her recovery period. She actually came to us after receiving a cruciate repair surgery. And about a month into her stay, we started to realize that the surgery that had happened wasn't done appropriately, so she actually had to have another surgery on that knee, which only prolonged her stay at the shelter. So kind of what we're looking for her, we are looking for a quieter home for her. She definitely has that herding breed, kind of wary of strangers.
Okay.
So, you know, on the behavior team, we've been working with her on a friend cue, teaching her, you know, friend means a person that's not going to come up and pet you. It just means a good person that's going to give you treats. So when you're out on a walk and if she gets nervous because she sees someone, you just go, friend. And she goes, oh, I know what that means. That means that the person's not going to come up and invade my space.
Okay.
So she's been doing fabulous with that. She's another one that I think we really would like a fenced-in yard so she can run around and play with those toys and get some exercise.
And kids, teenage years or older, what about, does she need to be an only dog as well?
She is one. She's another one that's dog reactive. We're kind of, maybe she can live with another dog. It really depends on the other dog, you know, at Homeward. If you have a dog in your home, we do an introduction at our shelter to make sure that it's a good match between the dogs. But she'll probably, even if it's a good first introduction, the adopters need to be aware if they do bring her into a home with another dog, there is going to need to be some management and continued slow introduction.
Okay. Well, now we're running over now. So if you have any interest in either of these two dogs, or if you know anybody that might be interested, you need to, they should call Homeward, right?
They can call Homeward. They can also go to our website, which is www.homewardpet.org, and click on our available dogs and puppies, and they will see Clover and Bailey on there. They'll, their pictures and their bios on there for more information.
Or you can call Homeward, which is 425...
488-4444.
425-488-4444. And then we want to just briefly say that you've got a special event coming up this month. Going to be April 28th. That's a Thursday evening at 6:30 at the Woodinville 12 Theater. And what it's a special screening of the documentary film The Champions.
It is. Yeah, we're really excited about it. April is Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Month. So Homeward Pet, we teamed up with Motley Zoo, and we're presenting the screening of this documentary, which I haven't seen yet. So I'm really excited to see. I already purchased my ticket. You guys can go ahead once again to our website, www.homewardpet.org, to purchase tickets. They are $12, but it is limited seating. So it's the movie theater. So
Okay, and what is The Champions is, it's a documentary film about the pit bulls that were rescued from the Michael Vick fighting ring deal, all of that, right?
And it is about that. It's briefly about where the dogs came from, but it's really about where they are now, how great these dogs are, and all the organizations who risk everything to save them. Because I don't know if you remember, when this was all happening, a lot of big organizations were saying, put these animals down. And Best Friends Animal Sanctuary said, no, let's assess them. We will take them. So it's really about the fight that the organizations, you know, like I said, who risked everything to really save them. And a lot of them are in homes. A few of them have become therapy dogs even. And it's just a great story of second chances.
All right. Well, we've really got to run because we're running over time, but I wanted to make sure we covered all the bases. And then to let you know, what I think we ought to do, Kimberly, is just I'll promise you a regular slot on any shelter rescue sanctuary shows that we do until we make sure that we find homes for these wonderful dogs.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yep. Just
so if you know anybody that might be interested in Clover or Bailey, be sure and check out homewardpet.org or call them at 425-488-4444. And Kimberly, I'll be back in touch with you. We'll get you scheduled on the next one, probably be the first Sunday of May. But let's just stay on these dogs until we're sure they get a home, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, Martha.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here, and we'll talk to you next month.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to close up hour number one, fire up hour number two, and we're talking bears and cougars and Carilion bear dogs with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.